All right, welcome to the show. Tonight on a Friday, March 5th, your health and wellness edition of In Plain Sight with Jeremy from Kentucky here on Republic Broadcasting Network. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, find that donate button, smash said donate button, send much needed money. And for every $100 that you spend on free speech, when you purchase free speech, because free speech ain't free, you will get a free t-shirt. The t-shirts are free, but speech is not free. So you get to buy free speech, spend $100 on it, you get a free t-shirt. You see how that works? T-shirts free, speech costs money. Because we want to keep this platform going. And you can call it in to Mike, you can mail it in. If you want to mail in your donation, get out that old-fashioned boomer checkbook. I still have a checkbook, by the way, and I'm not a boomer, but you can write that check out, put your John Hancock on there, and mail it to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Go to our chat room if you want to get in on the convo. I check the chat occasionally. And see if I'm getting roasted or not. It's inplainsight.chatango.com. Sight spelled S-I-T-E. And, of course, this is a call-in show. Every show is a call-in show. I am going to start doing some recorded shows as I get more guests. I'm looking. I've reached out to Pastor Manning, black-based pastor, who is in the lines of Jesse Lee Peterson and his ideology and his beliefs. Also, I've reached out to Justin Barrett of the National Party of Ireland. So hopefully we'll get these very important guests on the show. Having a lot of trouble getting guests. Don't know why. Everybody's real busy. And I think Pastor Manning is busy with the IRS. They're targeting him because he speaks the truth. Speaks the truth to power. But we're trying to get Barrett on here, and I've always got an open line to Don Advo. We talk occasionally. He's got good health, bad health, good health, bad. But one night we're going to have Don Advo on the show. It's going to be soon. I can feel it. And we'll have him as a guest. He's already agreed to come on. We just got to get a good time for him. Also, I've been reaching out to Farmer G from Kentucky, talking all that hemp and CBD oil, and he's going to come on, trying to line him up for next Friday for health and wellness. That was quite a success when we had him on last. So you guys just hang in there, buckle up, and get ready for the ride, because it's going to be a big shoe. Anyway, tonight we want to start off health and wellness with your spiritual health and wellness, Psalm 138. I will praise you with my whole heart. Before the gods, I will sing praises to you. I will worship toward your holy temple and praise your name for your loving kindness and your truth. For you have magnified your word above all your name. In the day when I cried out, you answered me and made me bold with strength in my soul. All the kings of the earth shall praise you, O Lord. When they hear the words of your mouth, they shall sing of the ways of the Lord, for great is the glory of the Lord. Though the Lord is on high, yet he regards the lowly, but the proud he knows from afar. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive me. You will stretch out your hand against the wrath of my enemies, and your right hand will save me. The Lord will perfect that which concerns me. Your mercy, O Lord, endures forever. Do not forsake the work of your hands. Your spiritual well-being is the most important thing. And if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you cannot have spiritual well-being. You cannot pay for your sins. That will take an eternity in the flames of hell. But when you rely fully on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he paid for your sins and rose from the dead, then you can begin to have spiritual well-being. and you can look at the earth, the political system that we live in, these satanic pedophiles that rule over us, and you can know that they will receive their judgment and that you will be sheltered through it. You will be brought through it under the hand of the Lord. That's the only way that you can have good spiritual well-being. But there's more things than just spiritual. We live in a body. We live in this flesh. And you got to do things to get you through sometimes. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about things that you watch, listen to, and your health and diet. You know, it's good that you watch and listen to things that make you feel good. Now, there's a lot of things in our culture over the last 50 to 100 years that are very subversive. For example, you know, I love the Andy Griffith Show. It makes me feel good to put on some Andy Griffith and remind me of a better time. A time that I didn't even live in. I wasn't even born. But when I was a kid, you know, my family used to watch Andy Griffith reruns, and I loved Mayberry. I loved that atmosphere. There were some subversive things in there, sure. But overall, watching that show kind of made me feel good, made me feel like a kid again, because I was a kid when we first watched the reruns. So things like that are good for your physical well-being. You know, maybe you watched the Mary Tyler Moore Show. Very subversive, utterly subversive. Mary Tyler Moore, you know, she didn't need no man. She didn't need no Dick Van Dyke. You know, she could have a career and no kids, and she was woman, right? She was independent. That was very subversive. But, you know, if you grew up watching that and compared to today's entertainment, it is quite docile. Maybe that's what makes you feel good. I like watching MASH, Mobile Army Surgical Hospital, you know, with Hawkeye and Trapper and Henry Blake and BJ. That was a subversive show. I can look through that show now and I can pick out, I mean, I can just sit here and fill a notebook up of the subversive garbage that's in that show. But, you know, I used to watch the reruns when I was a teenager. I wasn't very old when the original show aired. But I watched the reruns in the 90s when I was a young teenager, and those shows are fun for me. They remind me of being young, and it was just a fun time where you can kind of escape to, just like 80s music. 80s music is like candy. It's not really good for you. You don't want to maintain a diet on it, but every now and then you got to have a little bit, right? You got to have a little Tears for Fears or Pet Shop Boys or Duran Duran. Very utterly subversive stuff, but some of the songs just remind me of being, you know, 10, 11, 12 years old, and it reminds me of a better time, a time where I grew up in a small town where we had good Christian values, and mom and dad were there, and birthday cakes every year, and friends from church. You know, maybe you've got that. Maybe you've got those shows that you like. Some of you, I know the audience is quite a bit older than me. Maybe you like Lassie. Remember Lassie with little Timmy? Man, I don't remember the actors' names, but Provost. Provost, that was the kid's name. Can't remember his first name. But, you know, that was a good show. The Lone Ranger. Gunsmoke. My goodness, Gunsmoke ran for 20 years. Some of the best television ever put out. Not a lot of subversive stuff in it either. Gunsmoke was a great show, and my dad got me into watching that when I was a kid because he was a kid when it came out, and it made him happy. So do the things that make you happy. Physically, get out and walk. If you don't have a dog, go get a dog. I guess you could walk a cat, but it's not quite the same. Get yourself a good dog and go walking. If you can, run. I run 5Ks. I try to keep in really good shape so that I don't get old and decrepit and pathetic, because I don't want to be that way. But do your exercises, push-ups, pull-ups, set-ups, whatever, and always be exercises. That's the ABCs of keeping in good shape. ABC, always burn calories, right? If you're in an office job, bring you some dumbbells to work. Do some curls. Take a break and do some crunches. If you drive a truck, stop at the truck stop and do some exercises. You guys have seen that movie with Sylvester Stallone where he drove a truck and he got his kid and took him with him. Maximum Overdrive. My goodness, I can't remember the name of the show, but you know what I'm talking about. He was an arm wrestler, and him and his kid would stop and do exercises in the early morning right there on the truck. Do things that make you feel good. Have a good diet. Stay away from the processed, canned, and boxed foods. You don't want that. That's not good for you. Go to the farmer's market. Get fresh meats and vegetables. Cook them with real butter. I do use olive oil, but I've been told by people in the chat that olive oil could be bad for you. I'm not there yet. I'm not with you, but real butter, I think we all agree on that. Sweet cream, salted. Use that instead of the margarine. Margarine's going to kill you. That's going to kill you a graveyard dead. Stay away from that crap. Watch the movies that you like. There's a lot of good old movies that are not, that don't have a lot of subversive stuff in them. Old Yeller, The Yearling, Where the Red Fern Grows. How about Shane? I know some of you in the audience are older. You know what Shane, you remember that Western where the gunfighter wanted to give up gunfighting? He wanted to give up killing and he went and moved in with a family on the prairie. But his past, finally caught up with him. That's a good movie, man. That's good stuff. That's good moral stuff that taught a moral lesson at the end of it. And I don't know the actor's name, but he was a pretty cool guy. I like Shane. I like that's a good movie. John Wayne stuff. The only John Wayne movie I really like is The Cowboys. Man, that was a good one. Where he took all the little boys out on a cattle drive. That's all he had. All of his hired hands went out to pan for gold, and he had to do his final cattle drive to retire. So he was forced to get these schoolboys out and teach them how to cattle drive, and they ended up getting overtaken by a group of cattle rustlers, played by Bruce Dern. Bruce Dern, man, what a slimy guy, right? What a slimy bastard killed John Wayne in the movie, but that was a good movie. There's a newer movie that I want to recommend that I've mentioned on the show, Master and Commander with Russell Crowe. Master and Commander, 2003. And it was about the Napoleonic Wars and warfare on the seas. And that was good stuff. And as far as music, yeah, if you want to listen, a lot of you guys are older in the audience. You probably grew up in the 50s and 60s and listened to all that music. And that's all right. It's subversive as hell, but some of it is all right. It reminds you of being a kid, and you can just block out the subversive crap, kind of like I do with the 80s. But you want to get into some real good stuff, like I've mentioned before, the classical and the Baroque era. And this month in March, since we're going to be on the verge of St. Paddy's Day in a couple of weeks, I want to highlight for the next couple of weeks Ireland's national composer, Turlough O'Carolan. Turlough O'Carolan, very, 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 very talented composer. He was blinded by fever when he was young. So this guy was blind, but yet he composed some of the most beautiful harp pieces that you'll ever hear. Born in around 1670, died around 1738. He was a Celtic harper, a composer, and a singer, and known, of course, as Ireland's great composer. And I want to highlight just a little bit of this guy. I want to play a couple of songs from him. The first of which is called The Clergy's Lamentation. It's only a couple of minutes long, but it's all on harp. And it's a very beautiful piece. I've got Mike cueing that up. Mike, if you would play Turlough O'Carolan, The Curlew's Lamentation. The harp is one of the most beautiful instruments ever invented. And, King David, when he was a young boy and a shepherd, wrote the majority of the Psalms on his harp. And it's a very ancient instrument. It's kind of known in Ireland, as the symbol, the harp of Brian Boru. Brian was the first king of United Ireland. Right around the year 1000 AD, and he united Ireland to push back against the Vikings that were invading the coastlands. And that harp was a Christian symbol, as Ireland by then was predominantly Christian. And it was, it's a throwback to King David and the Psalms. But O'Carolan was blinded by smallpox right around the age of 18, but that didn't stop him. He continued composing and writing some of the most beautiful music that Ireland has ever known, or the world has ever known for that matter. So these are things that make me feel good. And you can get into this classical and Baroque music, I urge you to listen to this stuff in the mornings and get your day going with it. The 50s and 60s rock or the 80s rock, I mean, that's fun. You can do that later in the day when you're trying to, to get through the afternoon. But some of this ancient classical and Baroque music, man, you can't beat it. Can't beat it at all. Got a break coming up, and we'll be back on the other side with our callers here on In Plain Sight, Health and Wellness Edition.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Head now, head now, don't dream it's over. Head now, head now, when the world comes in, they come.
All right, welcome back. Welcome back to In Plain Sight Health and Wellness Edition. We'll go to our callers now. William from Montana. William, welcome to the show.
Good evening, everyone. It's been a very rewarding day. I eventually saw my oncologist, and I listened. I told her because she was spending time, and she had a huge body of information, I was going to keep everything on the table. And then after what seemed like hours and hours of very detailed information, unfortunately, I knew many of these terms. And so when she said them, I knew what they meant. So I listened for quite some time. I think I was there for, it's kind of hard to say how long I was there, but it was probably hours. And then after I listened to her, she told me that the good news was that my form of cancer was extremely aggressive. And she said, but that's good news because it can respond to chemo very effectively. And the prognosis is that there's probably a 70-80% chance of not only a cure, but a sort of no reoccurrence. So a lot of people, when they say, oh, you've got a very mild form of cancer, they say, oh, that's good news. But if you're going to use chemo, you want those rats to chow down. Now, the dads and the uncles are telling the rats, hey, youngins, hold off. Something about this that doesn't smell right. But I use my little deviousness and I go in and say, hey, boys, you know, the reason why you live in that rat hole is that your dad and your uncles are too cautious. Now, you know that's the case. Now, you guys need to really get off and go for it. because if you do, you're going to end up living in a very nice place. Lots of food, lots of sunniness. It's going to be wonderful. And so, right at the end, I told her, oh, here's one thing that might throw a monkey wrench in the works. I have a lot of people praying for me around the country. And this is not a medical solution. It's actually very different. And what was surprising is that she said, yes, it is. And she said, you know, you have the final say. We can work on this and get it all set up and spend lots of time, get everything in place, and you have the final say in pulling the plug. Now, I didn't expect that because they were really pushing for a very quick resolution to all this. But I could tell by looking in her eyes that she really meant it. You know, I will not, she said, you know, I won't like say, well, why did you let us do all this stuff? And then you pull out. So I thought that really was the best that I could do. And we've been trying to get our car oil change, and we just couldn't do it. There were too many operations. And then finally, I just went and bought some good pizza and a bunch of candy, and I went over to the shop that where we get our maintenance done, and they pushed us through. You know, usually you have to call in for an appointment, but I drove in. They helped me out of the car. I brought the pizza, I brought the candy, and the fellowship in this garage was incredible. Everyone knew me, and everyone was going to do anything they could for me. And we had these talks out in the lobby, and it's a custom car display, and these guys are all, you know, custom car people, and somebody just called up on the phone while I was talking to the woman who ran the place, and they said, I want to donate this outrageously expensive car. I'm just bringing it over. You can do with it whatever you want.
Hang on to that thought, William. Hate to interrupt you, but the brakes catching this will bring you back on the other side.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Welcome back to the show, In Plain Sight. We're talking to William from Montana. William, you were telling us a story of you being in the garage waiting room while your oil was being serviced. Please continue on with your pizza and candy.
Yep. And so after they called me out, they said it's all ready. They opened the garage door at the other end, and I rolled down. I couldn't hide the fact that I was in a lot of pain. But I rolled down the window with difficulty, and I let out a yell, and I said, "Thank God I'm in Montana." And all these mechanics, in their own way, you know, let out a cheer and said, "Yes, that certainly is true." And it was like harps. It was like trumpets. It was like a drum roll. And we drove out. I had the biggest smile in my heart. And I said, "Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you."
All right. Thank you, William. All of our prayers are with you, my friend. All over the RBN audience, as well as Kentucky. In our local churches. All right. And we'll go to our next caller now, Marcus from Idaho. Marcus, welcome to the show.
Hello, sir.
Hey, Marcus. You're on the air.
Well, first off, I have to say that... Jeez, I'm getting jammed in my thoughts. So, Nancy Pelosi, when she put out that video about open Biden, is scared the hell out of me. Have you seen that?
No, I don't think I've seen that video. Go ahead and explain it to us. Give us your point.
Well, she said, "Open Biden." And that was, there was, oh, God. There was, very feminist woman there, which would take over America, which she would tackle. Can you pull that up?
We're having a little bit of trouble hearing you. Marcus, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Yeah, having a little bit of trouble hearing you, but you know, Nancy Pelosi, what a witch, you know? why don't that old hag just die and get it over with and go on to the bowels of hell where she belongs?
Yeah, bowels of hell.
Yeah.
Yeah, she put out a video recently, an NLQ report where she was saying, open Biden instead of open sesame.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's pretty bad what these elites are doing, you know, and, Pelosi seems to think she's got some sort of mandate from the deep state to just do whatever she wants and say whatever she wants. But, you know, she's going to face the judgment of God, as will all of these elites. But anyway, I appreciate your call, Marcus. Yeah, do you have another point?
No, I don't. No.
All right, appreciate your call, Marcus. First-time caller and call back to the show. Thanks for your input. Next, we'll go to Vinny from Indiana. Vinny, welcome to the show. Vinny,
hey, you're on the air. I'm really glad I got a chance. I just got home from work and cooking dinner. I haven't eaten all day. I woke up this morning and I'm starving. You said you're a child of the 80s and you have nostalgia for 80s films and music.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah. Do you like the Airplane, the Police Squad movies, you know, with Leslie Nielsen and Hot Shots with Charlie Sheen? The guy who made those, Jim Abrams, he is the guy behind the whole keto diet revolution, and his son had a very severe form of epilepsy and would have caused brain damage, and his wife did all this research on her own, and she's discovered all this research that was done by the Germans and the Austrians back before World War II, and she put her son on a keto diet and prevented him from having, you know, permanent brain damage. Jim Abrams, he stopped making movies in the early 90s, and he put all his money behind what he calls the Charlie Fund or Charles Foundation, and they do cutting-edge dietary nutritional research. If you go to Charlie's Fund or the Charles Foundation, you'll find videos of him. And he's produced full-length documentaries. He produced a film with Meryl Streep playing his wife. And he has interviews with a man called Thomas Seyfried. He is a leading cancer researcher, and he's working on metabolic therapies that can be done in conjunction with chemotherapy, radiation, surgery. And he's trying to get more doctors to work along and do dual protocols. And the advantage of doing, basically what you're doing is you're cutting out all sugar and you're reducing, cancer cells cannot burn fats. They have to burn sugar and they need another fuel source called glutamine. And glutamine can be blocked through supplements. And this starves the cancer. And it helps to prevent the cancer from producing, like, the pain caused from the production of lactic acid. It's literally fermenting inside your body. And it also prevents your own immune system from attacking the cancer. So it's really interesting. Again, once you go on to his website and you go on YouTube, Charlie's Foundation, you're going to start getting all these other videos that other people liked. And he also, Jim Abrams sponsors Low Carb Down Under, and he has tons of outstanding cutting edge nutritional advice, the same stuff that Dr. Dude's watching and talks about. Today on Patrick Slattery was talking about diet with his buddy, Applebag. And they were talking about it, and they have, you know, so many things that, you know, would have directly impacted what Patrick Slattery was talking about. If you just get on YouTube, go to Charlie's Fun, watch the Thomas Seyfried videos, and then when, as soon as you do that, YouTube will start putting all these recommendations. The Low Carb Down Unders, he has interviews with, like, Thomas Seyfried, you know, Seyfried talking to Robert Lustig, talking to Sarah Hallberg, and Sarah Hallberg runs a company called Virta Health. It's out of Indiana and Ohio, Indiana University and Ohio State University, and they have tons of videos, and they explained how they're doing metabolic therapy for people who have cancer, and it would be a huge help for William or anybody's in that in this situation. But you know, you shouldn't, you know, there are ways of reducing, you know, chemotherapy is very scary because of the side effects, but they're having a lot of success reducing the side effects. So, you know. And I don't know. I mean, I remember taking my brother to see the movie, the first Naked Gun movie, and we sat in a movie theater that was mostly empty, and it was premiered, and, like, nobody knew what this movie was about. And then, you know, it became a huge hit just by word of mouth. And I remember taking him, and, you know, my brother passed away a couple of years after that. But, you know, Jim Abrams has done a lot of good things in his life, and he has made the point, the fact that, here's this Jewish guy who helped uncover all this research that was done basically in Germany, and it continued all the way through the end of the World War II. And then nobody paid attention to it because, well, you know, you got all this crazy nonsense. Look at this idiocy with Amazon. They had to change their logo because people see Hitler's mustache. You know, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah, it is, man. Yeah, well, I appreciate your call, and I know the listeners have jotted that down, those videos to check out. So hopefully, William, you will jot that down.
Wish me the best.
Say again?
Wish William the best. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, yeah. Appreciate it, my friend. Appreciate your call. Thanks for the good information. And next, we got Pat from North Carolina. Pat, welcome to the show.
Ooh, health and wellness night, man. Great. Will, I'm wishing the best for you. That was pretty inspiring. Didn't really understand the last two callers. But back to kind of what we were discussing last night, like I listened to Dan call in after my call. He mentioned marriage. I just want to agree completely once again that I agree with what he stated. It's only meant to have kids. I don't know if you know who Doug Stanhope is, but, like, probably back in the day, like, when I was middle school, elementary school, he was on The Man Show, and I remember him mentioning, like, yeah, it's like, I love you so much, woman. Like, I love you so much just to get a bunch of lawyers and the government involved in our relationship. Like, that pretty much summed up marriage to me, but the government and lawyers is pretty much Jews. Also, another thing that was interesting was Henry calling. I couldn't help but think also about, I don't know, do you have food buying in Tennessee or Kentucky?
What is the question? Like, do we have what?
No, do you guys have, like, food buying in grocery stores? Because I'm from Connecticut. Like, I grew up in Connecticut, actually, even though I'm in North Carolina now. Like, I grew up, like, where Henry called from. But do you guys have food buy-ins in where you're from? Like, is it a local grocery store?
Oh, I'm not sure of that concept. What is that? What are you talking about?
It's just, like, a local grocery store, I guess. It's pretty big around North Carolina. It's just like, I guess, like Stop and Shop's big in the Connecticut area where I'm from. But I was just saying it's like the local grocery chain around here. But I was going to mention, like, one thing that I was Yeah, and then you mentioned about, like, stay away from the box stuff, stay away from, you know, the canned stuff. And I was just thinking, it just made me think of the actual, you know, geography of my grocery store. And, like, when I go through the entry sign, I'm always just shopping on the perimeter. Like, you literally have the produce, the fruit, and you have, you know, the deli. I skip the bakery. And then you have all your meats, and then you have your dairy section, and then you have your beer section, and then you check out, and all the trash is pretty much everything that's in between. And that's literally what you mentioned not to eat, the box stuff, the canned stuff. You know, I thought that was interesting. It just kind of, like, came to my head. I was wondering, but you know, I, of course, we always go in there for the bread, the cereal, the sodium, the soda, you know, like the high fructose corn syrup stuff. Yeah. I was wondering, like, if you realize that too. I don't know how simple it was, like, it just kind of, like, clicked. I don't know. But you mentioned tonight's health and wellness night.
Yeah, we do have a lot of mom and pop grocery stores that, you know, you can get fresh produce and meat from, and a lot of the local farmers in the area, you know, sell that there. So, I mean, that's the best way to go. Stuff that you have to cut up, stuff that you have to peel, stuff that you have to, you know, your meats and whatnot. That's the best way to go. Don't do the box or the canned. And so, yeah, we've got a lot of that here. Mom and pop grocery stores.
No, I agree completely. And then bring it back to, like, what the last caller was saying about the ketogenic diet. Like, I've done the keto diet. I mean, I've done it before I joined the military. I've gone from 220 to 130. I don't like it. I mean, it's good if you want to lose weight, but I prefer it over, like, vegetarian diet. But I think there's, like, a healthier medium. But back to the 80s music, you're mentioning 80s music and Tears for Fears, and I thought that was completely faggotry. But I like also Tears for Fears, Everyone Wants to Rule the World. Remember that music video where, like, they have the three-wheelers?
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
I'm
definitely
sitting on my three-wheeler right now. I fucking love that music. I love that music video because I have trikes. Like, I have two 1986 350X's, ATC's, that's my hobby. But you mentioned Tears for Fears, and I just thought of that gay video. It just made me laugh. But yeah, I don't really have anything funny to say. I was just going to mention, like, the ketogenic diet I'm on board with, but the beer screws me up, and then also the marriage thing, I agree completely. Yeah, just for kids. That's it.
Yeah, well, we appreciate your call, Pat. Even though you weren't trying to be funny, you actually were. So I appreciate the contribution.
No, I wasn't even trying to be. I'm just having a good night. Having a good night, boys. And William, it's America, man. Like, if you came to my garage, I'd probably not fix your car, but you'd be drunk or try DXM or something, bro. You wouldn't be discarded. We got you. Which I think that we're going to do good. It's 60 million versus 6 million. I think we got them stomped. This is a good starting point. All right, nice, boys. Have a nice weekend.
All right, thanks a lot, Pat. You have a nice one, too. And we'll move on to the next caller, Chance from West Virginia. Chance, welcome to the show.
Yes, hello, Jeremy. I keep William in my prayer. I keep William in my prayers. As a matter of fact, you know, this March 25th will be my 16th year in remission. Like William, can you hear me?
Gotcha, go ahead.
Yes, this March 25th will be my 16th year in remission. I had one of the best thoracic surgeons up in New Jersey. I was living in New Jersey at the time. So I know what William is going through. I thought my 45th birthday back then would be my last, but I'm here. My entire family has passed on. My only baby brother just passed on 3 months ago. But you know what, though, Jeremy, you brought back some, thank you for bringing back some fond memories. You mentioned Andy Griffith. You know, I grew up in the turbulent 60s, you know, and I remember watching Father Knows Best, My Three Sons, The Donna Reed Show. That's just some of them that I can remember. And I also remember, Jeremy, that black musicians, white rock musicians, they all made statement songs, anti-war protest songs. And you don't see that nowadays. And these are the things I remember. I remember when the country was more unified without regard to race. Like I said, black musicians, Motown, white rock musicians, they made statements. They sang anti-war protest songs. And I just don't see that anymore. I see such a divide. I'm a little bit older than you. I'll be 61 next month. But I remember, I have fond memories of a more peaceful and unified time, even though it was the turbulent 60s. And there were, of course, government operatives that tried to put a wedge in everything, just like they always have. But there was more unification. And I'd like your comment, Jeremy.
No, you're absolutely right. The 60s was a pivotal point. And, you know, it's when you had COINTELPRO at its height with the FBI infiltrating both Klan and communist groups. It was a time when the British invasion was happening and when no-fault divorce was legislation.
Well, see, Jeremy, they just couldn't have the black Motown musicians and the white rock musicians on the same page back then. They tried to put a wedge back then because they sang anti-war protest songs. They couldn't have that. And now you notice that's all gone. Everybody goes their separate way. Everything is so divided. And that's why I thank you for bringing back, you mentioned Andy Griffith, and it brought me back, because that's all I have left now at my age, are memories, you know. And I thank God they were fond memories with a mama and a daddy in the home. As you get older, you find that's all you have. And I thank God I have that. I thank God I survived my cancer. It gets depressing at times, knowing that my entire family is no longer with me, but I'm grateful. I'm grateful, and I keep William in my prayers also. And thank you for taking my call, Jeremy. God bless you now.
Hey, thanks a lot, Chance. Call back anytime, my friend. Appreciate your call. And we got a couple more callers to finish out the show tonight. Blue Moon from California. Blue Moon, welcome to the show. Blue Moon, are you there?
I have the mute button on. Hi there.
It's okay, sweetie.
Thank you so much. First thing, yes, because I was listening for a long time, and I was singing the Fields of Essa and Rye, and I said, nobody wants to hear me. I better put that mute button on. And anyway, thank you for the beautiful music. I am familiar with Turlock O'Carolan because I used to live very near a town named Turlock. I think it was might have even named after him. And I knew somebody that used to play his music, but on the guitar. I used to know a guitarist, actually, one of my exes. Used to play for me when I used to sing. And he played a lot of Turlock O'Carolan. Interesting. That's beautiful. Thank you so much. I must say that man does not live by bread alone, does he? And I think music and poetry are the best the human soul has to offer, in my opinion, in my humble opinion. Also, if we were talking about movies, in general, I don't like Hollywood. I think it's a bunch of pretty rotten stuff. But there is a movie I think is very good. I think it was made in actually in like 62, which was late for good movies. It's Billy Budd. If nobody has seen Billy Budd, I really recommend that. It's very well done. Peter Ustinov features as a captain and a very good looking young man. He was a young man at that time, Terrence Stamp. It's a story by Herman Melville. And the movie is very, very well done. Oh, I recommend that. And I also wanted to share, remember you used to ask, what are you drinking? Well, I want to share this wonderful water. I used to buy Fiji, and I don't buy it anymore. Trader Joe's doesn't carry it anymore, and that was the least expensive place to purchase it. But also, it's in plastic, and it's imported, We don't need to do that. So I found this wonderful mountain valley spring water from Wichita Mountain. I think that's in Arkansas. And I really recommend this water. It comes in a beautiful green glass bottle that you can get money for, recycle. Hello? Am I on? Hello?
Hello?
Hey, Blue Moon, you're on the air. We're listening.
Oh, okay. I'm never sure. So I wanted to say that, and I don't know. I always run out of time. My cut you off, so let me see. Maybe I'll... Yeah, it's almost time to shut this show down. So thank you again for the beautiful music. And keep doing that. Keep playing these lovely things. And, yes, Irish music is wonderful. So I expect to hear more Irish music from you coming up. And if you don't, I'll sing the Field of Athlone Rye.
We'll take you up on that.
Okay. Thank you.
We'll take you up on that. Thank you, Bowman.
Later, you guys.
All right, we got just a couple of seconds. Wow, Ken from New York, do you have just a couple of seconds to tell us what's on your mind?
Yeah, Billy Budd, 1962. It also had Robert Ryan in it as a mean type of master at arms. RSNY.org, take a look at it. And my first exposure to Irish music was on Saturday Night Live during the 70s. It was the Chieftains. I got to look them up and see if they're still alive.
Well, I appreciate it, Ken. And with St. Patrick's Day rapidly approaching, yeah, we will do more Irish-themed music. Appreciate you guys listening in and calling in. I know the show was packed. Thanks for calling, and we'll be back on Monday with In Plain Sight.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, domedan at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.